first of all, just what's going through your mind when you hit the line drive? It's going in the dugout. Did you know exactly what happened right away?
No. I hit it, and I kind of saw Albie holding his face. Heart kind of dropped. It's kind of a weird 15 minutes till I was able to see him afterwards and see that he was doing okay. But yeah, I'm just happy he's okay. No, it was awesome. I mean, it never want to hurt anybody. And Albie's awesome. So it sucked, but he wore it well, and he's in good spirit. So definitely made me feel better. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a blur for, 30, 45 minutes out there. But yeah, like I said, once I saw him and was able to kind of get a feel for how he was doing it, I was able to feel a little bit better.
What did that do for you? Like, obviously you went on to have a great night the rest of the night. Mentally, was that a, I don't want to say a boost because of a bad thing you had your manager, but did it help you in a way?
I mean, I don't know if it helped. I think knowing that he was okay helped. It kind of made me feel a little bit better. But yeah, like I said, I'm just happy he's doing okay and in good spirits.
Jay, what do you think a game like this says about, that moment you guys go down six and for the resiliency that you guys showed, with each at-bat?
Yeah, I mean, the resiliency. It's a good team. We got a good ball club. Bullpen did really well. Pitchers did really well. I think if we can just continue to stack good at-bats and good innings and just play our game, I don't really think that we're out of any ball game. Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. He's special. We love playing behind him. We love playing for him. He's awesome. So it's been a lot of fun to be with him, and he's definitely set a good tone in here and in the dugout. And yeah, it makes it fun to go out there and battle for him.
You said it was a blur.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was fired up. I mean, he knew I felt bad. He knew that I was kind of in my head. So, yeah, but to see him pop out there and enjoy the moment with us just goes to show the type of person that he is and the competitor that he is. And, I think that kind of trickles down into the team.
Did you get to see him before or after the Grand Slam? For the first time?
I think I saw him right before. Okay. Yeah, I saw him before. I went up right after it happened when I got some time to get in. I think he was getting some imaging or something, but came back, saw him. And then, yeah, that was probably – right before the Grand Slam.
You said it was a blur for like 45 minutes. Yeah. I imagine the Grand Slam added to that blur.
Yeah, I mean, it was a whirlwind, a roller coaster of emotions for sure. But yeah, I mean, once I knew that he was doing better, it definitely helped me a lot mentally. But, I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, I'm glad that we pulled out the W, and I'm glad that he's okay, first and foremost.
Pete's right over here, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. He's a great competitor. He shows up to the field every day wanting to help the team. He wants to be the best and I think for us it's awesome to see him have success. Honestly, that's with anybody. Anytime we all have success, I mean, we're a very tight group and we love to see each other do well. But yeah, I mean, all in all, we're happy for him that he's had the homer, the go-ahead homer. And yeah, we're just going to continue to show up and play our game.
After those three games in Pittsburgh, what's happened to the squad?
I mean, really, I think it's just kind of the game. Obviously, we went down three in Pittsburgh, and we kind of bounced right back in Chicago and got him back, won the three there. But I mean, I think that just goes to show the type of team we have. I don't think that we dwell too much in the past, whether it's good or bad. We kind of have this day one mentality every day, and that's something that Albie's pushed since beginning of spring training. And, I think when you have that type of mentality, it's easy to bounce back from the not-so-good games.
Two home runs in the game, how does that make you feel as a player?
Yeah, personally, I mean, it was awesome. It was my first one in the big leagues. Yeah, I mean, just to do the Grand Slam and get some runs in and bring us that much closer, that was special. And obviously the second homer was the icing on the cake.
Momentum changed for that home run. Like, how big a dugout after that home run?
Yeah, I mean, everybody got fired up. I mean, like I said, we all like to see each other succeed. Obviously, we were down. They were swinging the bat well early on. We made some plays. We had some really good at-bats, and then locked them down for the rest of the game. And yeah, I mean, for us, it's about turning the page, next inning, next pitch, whatever it is, and looking forward to tomorrow's game, though.
Thank you, Stuart.